Hello, this is hi everyone. Welcome to my poster session. This is Jiwei Yao. So today I'm going to talk about my research, which is a two-level optimization framework for battery energy storage system to enhance the economic and minimize the long-term capacity failure. So as a rapid growth of a renewable energy, our grid system is facing challenge. Compared to the traditional power source, the renewable energy has intermittency issue. For example, the solar energy will peak at noon during daytime, but there is no energy output during the nighttime, which caused the dark shade problem as shown in Figure 2. As more and more solar panels are installed, along with other renewable energy, without a proper energy storage method, the dark curve will become more and more deepened, which pose threat to our grid stability. Among all kinds of energy storage methods, the battery storage is compact, pollution-free operation, and high overall efficiency. However, as the battery in your cell phone, batteries always face capacity fading problem. Most of the capacity fading is caused by the charging with high current and high voltage. During charging, as the polarization build up, some sine reaction take place in the anode. Therefore, a proper charging protocol can help us reduce the polarization and prolong the battery's lifespan. However, due to the complexity of the chemistry within the battery, most of the current battery storage control algorithms use an oversimplified model to describe the capacity fading. This means the current control method cannot reflect the real battery behavior. Therefore, in this research, a two-level optimization framework integrated with electrochemical battery model is proposed, as shown in Figure 4. With the hourly rate and the battery status, the upper level will produce an economic optimal schedule for battery without consideration of the capacity fading. As mentioned before, because the capacity fading only happens during charging, therefore the lower level optimization will kick in once the battery needs to be charged. The lower level optimization will factor in the battery capacity fading and produce an optimal charging protocol for the battery. The battery simulation will take the charging and discharging protocol to simulate the battery behavior. To validate the framework, two trials were performed. By adjusting the weighting factor in the lower level optimization, we can choose whether the optimization will focus on the economic objective or the capacity fading objective. In this case, compared with the trial one, trial two is more focused on reducing the capacity fading, which is the reducing the side reaction. With the proposed framework, the system can charge and discharge a battery based on the electricity price. Moreover, compared with the rule-based strategy, the proposed framework can extend the battery life up to 5.1% and increase the overall revenue by about 9.8%. Thank you. Thank you for listening.